Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got some fog out there. Be careful. It should burn off later on, but it's liable to hit you where you least expect it. So slow down and do be careful. Headlights on. Not the bright lights, but headlights on in the fog, please. The nation's most advanced aircraft carrier is in the Caribbean Sea. Display of U.S. military power, but what does that mean for Venezuela, and what does it mean when it comes to narco boats, these little boats that we've been knocking out of the water, and is it akin to having a cannon killing a fly? I don't know. Let's find out as we're joined by David Smile, the professor of sociology at Tulane University, who's studied Venezuela for 30 years, living there for 16. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Tell me, why is the U.S. ramping up military pressure on Venezuela?
Well, it's a good question, because this is being framed as an anti-drug operation, you know, and this is something that Trump, there was a campaign promise of Trump's, and this is indeed a concern of American citizens that if you go to any big urban center, you will see areas in which there are all kinds of people that are under the effects of fentanyl and in the streets, and there's a big problem with overdoses. And so this is being framed as an anti-narcotics campaign, and they are indeed blowing these boats out of the water on the idea that they are bringing drugs to the United States. The problem with this explanation is that Venezuela is not a major player in the drug trade, and it's not even less of a major player in drugs coming to the United States. Less than 10% of the cocaine that comes to the United States comes through Venezuela. Most of the drugs that go through Venezuela go to Europe. And none of the fentanyl, no fentanyl comes from Venezuela. There's no recorded case of fentanyl ever coming from Venezuela. And so it's not really a major player there. So what is this about? Well, I think this is Trump fulfilling a campaign promise. He said he was going to bomb the cartels. This plays well with his base. No, and it's a country that's sort of a pariah nation that's just stigmatized after the stolen election that we could talk about last year. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is sort of the open or the first justification of it. But I think behind this is also a real desire for regime change. And Marco Rubio is, the Secretary of State, as well as the National Security Advisor for the Trump administration. He has long pushed for regime change in Venezuela, and so this is sort of a repurposing of the war on drugs for a regime change effort in Venezuela.
It would seem like there's a more efficient way. We're all concerned with spending, right? But it would seem like there's a more efficient way than an aircraft carrier to deal with boats that are transporting drugs, if that's your goal. And secondly, it would seem as though that to bring about a regime change, that would be something that would be done internally, perhaps with the CIA and not with an aircraft carrier. That's what confuses me.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, there are well-established procedures for drug interdictions. The Coast Guard has been doing this for years, and actually this past year there's been a record number of seizures of drugs. You know, this is all framed in sort of the war on drugs, which we can debate the effectiveness of this, but there are well-established procedures. There's well-established legal reasoning around this. All of what's going on is on very, very dubious legal grounds, suggesting that these drug traffickers or these drug, you know, the pilots of these drug boats are themselves narco-terrorists out to do damage to the United States. The journalists have followed up on some of the boats that have been bombed and their families. And whether most of these people are fishermen, they were running drugs, but they were doing this for extra cash. These are not terrorists. And so yeah, it's kind of breaks off with that. This is a hugely expensive campaign. I think, you know, mainly it's political theater. It's also to try and scare Nicolas Maduro, to try to get to cause regime change there, try to psych him out, see if they can get him to resign by putting these assets. But I also think, you know, there's also a broader sort of geopolitical context. And what's going on in Venezuela is not isolated. You remember that we started the year with Trump threatening to take over the Panama Canal. You know, he's sort of reconciled with Panama. But recently he's mixed it up with President Petro in Colombia. No, and now, so this is also being seen beyond Venezuela as sort of a change in U.S. relations in the region. Now, some people are calling this the Monroe Doctrine, you know, which is a play on words, because in the 19th century, we had the Monroe Doctrine, in which the U.S. tried to make sure that the Europeans didn't have influence in our region. Now it's more China that the U.S. is concerned, the Trump administration is concerned about. And so this is, people are trying to interpret this as thinking about this as a new stage in U.S. sort of predominance in the region, and its efforts to make sure that people know that it controls things here. Now, it's also accompanied by positive relations with countries that, you know, support Trump. So Javier Milei of Argentina has got a $20 billion, you know, rescue package for his economy just before some elections. There's also been a very positive relationship with El Salvador, the Trump administration. So he's definitely, you know, focusing a lot on the region. He wants to show sort of strength, be tough with his enemies, and really helpful to his friends. And so we're on a sort of a new stage of geopolitics in the region.
Well, let me take a break. We'll talk about Maduro's stolen election and relations. When we come back, 8:21. We're talking with David Smilday, professor of sociology at Tulane University, studied Venezuela for 30 years, been living there for 16. 8:22, traffic now, WWO. 8:27, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to David Smile, professor of sociology at Tulane University. He's studied Venezuela for 30 years, living there for 16. Tell me about Maduro and the stolen election, if you will, please.
Okay, yeah. So back in 2023, the United States brokered some agreements with Maduro government, basically suggesting that they would go to a democratic election, a fair democratic election. Of course, they broke many of the agreements, but they did end up sort of stumbling their way to a democratic election. And that one of the things that they did that broke the agreement was they disqualified Maria Corina Machado. So you might recognize that name because she recently won the Nobel Peace Prize. Mm-hmm. She was the dominant opposition leader and the leader of the polls. They disqualified her from the presidential race, so she got a substitute candidate, which she supported, and that substitute candidate won 70% of the vote. No, the Maduro government did not recognize that election. No, and she basically just said, "Oh no, our numbers show that we won the election." It was just a very open fraud that nobody believed. And since then, they've cracked down on the opposition. They've cracked down on civil society. Most of the opposition leaders are outside of the country now, and you have a situation in which you know, people I still make contact with in Venezuela, because I haven't been there since that election, you know, say that people don't talk about politics in the street. You know, people, you know, there's a lot of distrust, and it's really difficult economically. People are just basically trying to you know, put food on the table and keep their head down and working and trying to get you know, make a go of it. So it's a really bad situation in Venezuela right now with Maduro and with the economy. No, and this stolen election has just really exacerbated it. And this is, you know, one of the things to remember behind all this is what's going on with Venezuelans. I mean, there's a great need for a solution, and it's not just going to come magically from the inside, but it's not going to come magically from the outside either. There needs to be some sort of multilateral effort to try and get Venezuela back on track, rather than just sort of United States trying to be the regional policeman.
Yeah, this is our business. Why? That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. Because Venezuela is not, a main drug supplier of the United States. I think you could say geopolitically, Venezuela is an important place for the United States, given its deep oil reserves and mineral wealth. There's that going on. But other than that, all of these stories about Nicolas Maduro controlling the train to Aragua, that they're penetrating the United States. I mean, all of that is really, borderline fiction. I mean, there's always a little grain of truth there, but it's completely blown out of proportion. No, Nicolas Maduro does not control the train to Aragua. They are not invading the United States. There are some Venezuelan immigrants that have caused, got involved in crime. But we know over the years, statistics show, all the studies we have show that immigrants commit fewer crimes than people that are born in the country. And that's the case in the United States, and that's the case virtually everywhere. And so a lot of this is really just a background of this is the stigmatization of immigrants, no stigmatization of immigrants from Latin America in particular. It plays really well with Trump's base. And so, that is, I don't really see that there's a whole lot of U.S. interest here. There are some interests in Venezuela that want to get back to democracy, and there's some geopolitical interests, but I think those could be treated in a quite different way.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL on this foggy Monday morning, joined by Chelsea Singleton, an assistant professor and nutritional epidemiologist at Tulane. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for coming on. Tell me what a nutritional epidemiologist is, please.
I'd be happy to tell you what that is. Nutritional epidemiologist, an epidemiologist in general, we are public health scholars. We study determinants and distribution of disease in human populations. There are so many different types of epidemiologists. I'm a nutritional epidemiologist, so I specialize in diet-related diseases. So I have a strong interest in obesity. I have a strong interest in type 2 diabetes, hypertension, any outcome that can really be influenced by nutrition and diet. So that's what I research.
So how big of a problem is food insecurity in this country and in this area?
We continue to have a major issue with food insecurity, and it's been a major topic of discussion in the news lately, mainly because of the government shutdown. But, 14 million U.S. households still, are considered food insecure, and that's the most recent data we have from the USDA. And, one in five children live in food insecure households, which is a major concern. And, in the state of Louisiana, has a food insecurity rate that's higher than the national average. So food insecurity is still a major issue in the country, and it's still a major topic of conversation among public health scholars, mainly because, we have so many factors around us that are influencing food insecurity rates or putting people at higher risk of food insecurity, with the rising cost of living and so on and so forth. But yes, it's a major reality for many Americans across the country and many families in Louisiana.
Real quick, and we're going to talk about insecurity and crime after the break, but I wanted to get to overweight and undernourished. People don't realize that you can be overweight and undernourished. Explain that, please, if you can.
Yeah, that is true. We often call that the hunger obesity paradox. Mm-hmm. And we see that a lot in countries like America. And a lot of that has to do with the fact of our food supply. Our food supply in America, oftentimes unhealthier food items, fast food items, super ultra processed food items, they tend to be the cheaper things to get, buying
sugar.
That's true as well. Families can go to the grocery store and buy a lot of highly processed meals and foods for their family. That stuff will stretch longer than buying a lot of fresh produce or fresh items. And so you can be consuming these items and not receiving really good nutrient-dense meals, and it can increase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's your risk of obesity, but you could still, you know, be experiencing food insecurity, so on and so forth. But yes, we do see that a lot in countries like America.
For people that don't know, Professor, how would you define food insecurity?
Yeah, that is a great question. But oftentimes, you know, we're really thinking about looking at a family, because we really measure that looking at households. We're really thinking about, do they have enough financial resources to be able to acquire food for everyone in their family, so everyone in their family can eat, they're not skipping meals, and they're able to do it in a dignified way. So that's what we really think about when we think of food insecurity. Households where they don't have the financial resources to acquire food, make it stretch across an entire pay period, have everybody in their household eat, they're not skipping meals. If they're having those issues, then they're experiencing food insecurity.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back because I want to talk specifically about how crime and food insecurity are linked, and Dr. Chelsea Singleton will help us when we come back, assistant professor and epidemiologist at Tulane, specifically a nutritional epidemiologist at Tulane. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Chelsea Singleton, an assistant professor and nutritional epidemiologist at Tulane. We're talking about food insecurity and how it can have links to, well, obviously poor health. You can be, what did you call it, doctor, the obesity?
Oh, I said the hunger-obesity paradox.
Hunger-obesity paradox, yeah. But let's talk about food insecurity and crime, how those two are related.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that, you know, we've been doing research to see that there's a connection. It's kind of sort of bidirectional. So there's been studies that show that when people don't have the financial resources they need to get food, it can increase crime in communities. So that's showing that, you know, food insecurity can lead to crime. And there's some great research around the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Benefits, or we call food stamps. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that when we're in communities, when food stamps are spent down and we're coming towards the end of that cycle, the end of that month where people don't have any SNAP benefits left over, it can increase crime. And there's also some studies that show that when we increase SNAP benefits, it can actually reduce crime, specifically property crimes like robbery, theft, specifically property crimes. But on the flip side, there's some research that shows that you know, people who are exposed to crime in their community, people who are, you know, regularly experience crime in their community, they're more likely to be food insecure. And we're still trying to figure out where that phenomenon comes from. Even when we account for low income status, we still see people who are often exposed to crime in their community being more food insecure. And a lot of that might have to do with the access to food resources in their community. So, yes, there's definitely a connection there.
Generally speaking, hungry people does not make for a hungry country. And I'm talking about historically, right?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. Well, I guess what I'm saying is hungry people have led to revolutions before. So hungry people do not make for a happy country in a lot of different ways, nor is it fair to people that they don't have enough to eat. I was trying to make my own statement in a different kind of way. But thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. You have a good day. We'll take a break. We come back. We can talk to Eric Smith, a professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy, keeping a olive green and olive blue. No, olive green and blue. We love it. That's what it is. Yeah. With Tulane, we'll talk about oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. Then we're going to talk about homeowners and how much they're spending on housing-related costs. And we'll give you our survey results. So a lot coming up. Stay with us, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.